Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 23rd of March 2026. I want to talk today about margins. Margins sound boring, but actually margins mean money in your pocket, assuming that you are the owner of the business. I've just done a whole ton of research and written a script for a podcast episode which goes out possibly at the end of May. And it's all about margins and how you can improve your margins. And don't worry, I'll make sure I tell you about that when it comes out. But I thought it was something we should just reflect on this morning. So obviously I used AI to research the channel and I set it off on a deep research task and it came back and told me that across the channel, if you look at all these different sources, it's estimated that the average MSP or a good performing MSP's margin is somewhere between 20 and 30%. And I realize that you will have had an emotional reaction to that. So if it's 30% or above your net profit margin, and remember, net profit margin is the thing that's left over at the end of the month. It's money that's yours to spend. If yours is above 30%, you'll now be high-fiving yourself. And if it's under 20%, then you'll be thinking, oh, we've got some work to do. But I think it's really important that as a business owner, you keep track of your margins, and doing it monthly is a good thing to do. And actually, do you know what? As an MSP, you have lots and lots of options just to nudge your margins up a little bit. Let me talk about two today that I see other MSPs doing. So this is definitely something you can do. The first of them is to put up your margins on hardware sales. So if you currently supply, you know, laptops, firewalls, all of that stuff, I guess it's mostly laptops and mice and things like that that they ask for, what kind of markup do you put? What kind of margin extra do you put on top of that? Now, you might only do 10% or something like that, but actually you're losing money. Because if you think the amount of work that you're doing, you've got to source it in the first place, or sorry, spec it out, source it. You've got to handle the purchasing. You're then, is it covered by your insurance? If it, you know, once it's landed at your office, you've got to store it, you've got to set it up, you've got to deliver it to them. There's no way that a 10% margin on a laptop covers that. What if you were to charge 40%, 50%? And I know that you've probably got clients that are more price sensitive, but those clients, do they already haggle with you and argue and say, but that laptop is $12 cheaper on Amazon, ignoring the fact that it's not fit for purpose? So those people are always going to haggle and moan and want to buy their own laptops off Amazon. But you'll have a whole bunch of other clients who would much rather just pay for one person doing everything, simplicity, lack of work. You know, they don't have to do anything. They just sit back and a new laptop turns up in 2 days' time and it's ready to go and it just works. And that's what a whole bunch of clients want, is just work. So for those people, are you putting a, you know, 40, 50%, maybe even more margin on that hardware? Or if you can't do that, or you don't want to do that, and or you'd rather be more transparent about it, do you charge a specific setup fee? So you sell the hardware at a low extra margin, but you charge a specific setup fee. And it's for all of those things that we talk about. That's a more transparent way of doing that. Another way of doing this is actually not to sell hardware at all. I know a small number of MSPs who, anytime they supply hardware, they will sell it to them, but they prefer to do it as a managed service. So that could be a laptop as a service. And I appreciate you're already, you know, having those endpoints as part of your service. But what if you buy the laptop and you pay it off in 2 to 3 months, and then you rent, essentially you lease it to them, but by calling it laptop as a service, there's no financial regulatory implications of that. You can definitely do this with routers or routers, whatever you call them. I guess you could do it with servers. I know of an MSP doing it with something they just call secure network, SNAS, secure network as a service. But the concept is, when someone's buying a firewall or a router or something like that, don't sell it to them, sell it to them as a managed service. So let's say it costs you $100 to buy, and you're charging them $20 a month. Well, that's paid that off. I mean, you'd aim to have that hardware paid off in 3 months. That would be the ideal way of doing it. So let's change those sums. Let's say it was a $90 firewall. I don't know how much firewalls cost, but let's just go with that. And you're charging them $30 a month for a fully managed service. So in 3 months, you've had the cash back for that, but they will probably stick with that service for another 33 months, right? But doesn't someone stick with something like that on average for 36 months? So you've now got I can't do sums in my head, but you've now got 33 months times 30. That's a lot of money, right? Isn't that nearly 1,000? It's coming up to $1,000 of margin. That's a bit better than 40%, right? And I appreciate it's another recurring revenue service. No one wants another subscription, but what they do want, the right clients, they want someone to just handle it for them. And if actually you're managing their firewall or what their router or whatever it is as a service, you are then doing routine checks on it. You're being proactive on it, you're updating the firmware, all of that kind of stuff. And you're motivated to do that because you've got it, you've turned it into a monthly recurring revenue fee. Wouldn't that be interesting? What would that do to your margins? There are many other things that we can talk about with this, and I'm happy to talk about them with you. Just go into our members-only Facebook group. We're always happy to chat in our community about ideas like this. It doesn't have to be just about your marketing, anything that helps you to grow your MSP and helps you to make more money. Right, I've got two notices for you. The first is I did a Munch and Learn last Thursday, and the Munch and Learn is like a lunch and learn, but it's in a different time zone, so we call it a Munch and Learn. And the subject was the perfect MSP website homepage. That recording is now in the portal. If you go into the portal, go to Inspiration, and you'll see there how to access the Munch and Learn recordings. And it actually marks last Thursday where we relaunched our website reviews as well. So we now have, we've got some new website training and some new website, we've relaunched the website reviews. We've got a framework that you can apply. You can look at your existing website and apply the framework to it. So you don't have to rebuild your website. You can look at what to fix within your existing website. So that's all available now. Go into the portal, go to Inspiration. And then the other thing to remind you about is I do a drop-in marketing clinic. I typically do it twice a week. And indeed, this week I'm doing it tomorrow and I'm doing it on Thursday. The details in the portal, go in and go to the navigation tab. You can see all the details there. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.